Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America, and my name is Sayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. It is Friday, May 22nd, 2015, and once again, we have a great show for you today, as today we'll be talking about a very important topic, well, especially to me. We're going to be talking about those who are thinking about starting their own professional coaching business. Now, I know that's a very insightful experience because for the last 20 to 30 years, coaching business, professional coaching business, such as life coaches, leadership coaches, executive coaches, all these different occupations and titles have been coming up and they're popping all over the place. But what would make your business different if you're thinking about starting a coaching business is having a professional image. So that's what we'll be sharing today. So as we start off, I just want to share why this topic is important to me as I am a life coach. I'm a life and business coach, author, and speaker, and my passion is to help people to monetize on their gifts. Now, you may be thinking, what is a professional coach, and how do I get started if I'm thinking about doing it, or I never even thought about starting my own business and becoming a professional coach? Well, I am excited to tell you that just about anyone can be a professional coach, but there are some very specific and very vital characteristics that you need in order to be successful. Just as any profession and any occupation or any business that you're looking to get into, you really have to have a strong connection with it. You really have to be passionate about it. And my journey began as a professional coach is that after the economic crash, but prior to the economic crash, I was a nurse, a health educator, I was in seminary. Life was great. I was very successful as a healthcare provider, and I enjoyed my experience as a nurse for over a decade. But the challenge was, as I was affected by the economic crash that began in 2008, I had to reinvent myself. And unfortunately, being a healthcare provider was no longer an option because every door kept closing. And I kept asking myself, what is going on? Why can I not get back into the healthcare industry? But then I realized that an evolution needed to take place. I needed to reinvent myself. So I'm reinventing myself. I took time and I did some self-discovery. I did some introspective work. I said, what am I good at? What do people continue to compliment me on? And how can I use my background as a nurse, a health educator, and a seminary for 2.5 years in order to impact my world? Because I truly believe that I had more to offer the world and that I had more to give. But I didn't know how it would look like because I thought I would always be a nurse. I thought I'd be a nurse forever, you know, building my career as one day being an administrator in a healthcare system or in a hospital. And unfortunately, that was not the case. So when I was reinventing myself, a lot of people kept telling me, you're a great listener. People kept telling me they always wanted advice from me. And especially when I really started to understand that gift that I had was as I was transitioning and as I was doing research and finding who I am and what was my next step, what was my next career, what is my true purpose and calling in life. And strangers would come up to me. Strangers would come up to me and tell me the most traumatic, horrific stories. And then they'll ask me, what do they do next? And I was like, I no longer practice nursing. I am not a counselor, even though I did do some seminary work, graduate work in pastoral counseling and theological studies. I did not want to go down that venture again because I did not want to go down the dark side of people's lives. I wanted to empower people. I wanted to inspire people. And so when it dawned on me, it was like, okay, I'm a great listener. People continue to ask me for advice. People enjoy my company. I tend to enjoy people's company. And I kept saying, you know, what is it that I could do? So I started began speaking. And as I began speaking, I realized that the component to being a speaker, and generally public speakers kind of fall into other things such as writing and coaching. And that's how my professional coaching business came about. And my credibility and my experience and my authorization in the space is my background in healthcare, is my understanding of the mind, as I have a degree in health and education and community health. And so it talks about the behavior modifications that we need in order to live a healthier lifestyle or live at our optimal level of living. And then seminary, being in seminary and having that spiritual understanding. So I can speak to the mind, body, and soul. So that's what makes me a different speaker, a speaker as well as a different coach from everyone else. Is because I come with my unique challenges and experience in life, and I can empower people. I may not be able to understand or have been through all the journeys that different people that I come connected with, But one thing I can say is that I've been through a lot in life, and my experience in life has helped me to help others. Whatever challenges they're going through, whatever obstacles or adversity they're facing, I'm able to help coach them through that process, able to help them to overcome it. Because what I realized in my own personal journey is that adversity can be your best friend or your worst enemy. And up until the economic crash, adversity was my worst enemy because I always felt like, why am I always being challenged? Why do I always have to overcome something? Why do I always have to face some horrific experience or some hardship? And what I realized after the economic crash and going through this self-discovery and reinventing myself, I realized that adversity is my best friend. Because when I went through the economic crash experience and lost everything, I would not wish that my worst enemy. It was a bitter experience. But within the last 2 years, as I began my own self and coaching myself and helping myself to be reinvented, I realized that this adversity was probably something that saved my life in so many ways. And the reason why I say that is because I come to find out who I truly am. I've come to find out what my true gift in this world, and not only that, my value and who I am, what is my inner strength? Because I didn't realize how strong of a person I was in overcoming some very hard experiences in life. I didn't realize the value that I have in sharing my hardship with others. Because for a long time, I was ashamed about what I've been through because it's like, how can you say you graduated from the great schools in this country, University of Florida and University of Miami, graduating early with honors, having a great profession in healthcare, and now you're in the situation that you're in. And that helped me to realize that when we are become coaches and when we pick up the title or the occupation of coaching, it's a privilege in order to help people to realize the true potential they have in themselves. That's why I call myself Purpose and Passion Activator, because through my hardship and in my coaching business, I'm able to help people to tap into their purpose, because I truly believe that each of us are here for a reason. Each of us have a purpose in this world. And I truly believe when you don't find that purpose and you don't live it out, not only are you shortchanging yourself, but you're shortchanging the world. And because you shortchange the world, many people will be living meaningless life because you didn't find your purpose and you were unable to help them find their purpose because you don't know yours. And so as we talk about coaching, so there's some things that you may ask yourself, how do I know if I'll be a good coach or not? Or what characteristics are there that you need in order to be successful in this industry? Some of the things that I would share that I think is vital in being a coach is that you need to know how to listen because your clients will be coming to you with stories and experience and is asking questions, and you have to be able to listen because when you listen and you in tune yourself with what they're going through and what they're asking you, 80% of communication is nonverbal. So you may be speaking to your client and you're thinking, you hear what they're saying, but you have to read their body language. You have to understand their thought processes. And only in active listening can you truly get a real picture of that client that's sitting in front of you, sharing their story, whether you're a life coach, a business coach, an executive coach, a leadership coach, health and wellness coach, a spiritual coach. There's so many different venues or different categories within the coaching business. And then the next question you need to ask yourself, the next characteristic you need to have is, are you compassionate? Are you empathetic? Now, there's a slight difference. Yes, you can be compassionate, empathetic, but as a coach, you have to also be able to push people. Gently nudge them, I should say, because when someone is asking you to be their coach, they're asking to help them go through a journey that they're unable to go through themselves. So if you are too laid back or you're too lenient on them, then how are they able to get that gentle nudge that they need in order to really go after whatever their goals and dreams are, or finding out their purpose, or whatever capacity of life coaching, whatever capacity of coaching you're working on with that individual? Then the next thing I would say that's a great characteristic is, are you a problem solver? Because clients will be coming to you with a wide variety of challenges, a wide variety of problems, and you have to help them find a solution for it. That's why they're paying you. That's why they called you their coach. And so in saying that, you have to be a problem solver. You have to be able to think outside the box. Because what I realize is that a lot of the coaches that I come across are very creative. and not necessarily in the arts, but they're creative in their logical thinking and their analytical reasoning. Because you really have to say, if a client is coming to you, and let's say you are a business coach, and the client tells you that they want to start this new product. For instance, I volunteered for Junior Achievement. One of my students, who is a very bright young lady, she, for Junior Achievement, we have to, in 8 weeks, teach them about entrepreneurship and going through the journey of financial literacy and becoming a business owner. So her product that she wanted to do for her business plan was to come up with a hair tool that does not use heat. It uses air. So as she was sharing this goal with me, I had to be able to be a problem solver and help her identify what would make her hair product different. She's the one that came up with no heat and to use air, but I had to challenge her and say, how are you going to make that work? What things are you going to put in place? How are you going to compare it to some of your competitors, your product and service? And so you have to be able to think outside the box and help them not stay in the box, just like in kindergarten. When we were coloring, learning how to color, they tell us stay within the line. Nowadays in coaching, you do not stay within the lines. You help people to go outside and reach as far as they can. Because that's what coaching is about. Coaching is helping someone go beyond their limited mindset. Because generally people that come to coaching services, there's a stumbling block. There's a limited mindset that is there, or they have a limiting capacity in order to really reach that goal and dream. They have the ability to do so, but maybe they don't know how to go about doing it, or maybe they don't feel like they can do it, or maybe they feel like they're not worthy to do it. So you're there to help them kind of journey through that process. The next thing that I would say for coaches is a characteristic that they need is being able to relate to people. You have to be a people's person. And you don't have to be an extreme extrovert or be an extrovert all the time. You can be a balanced introvert and extrovert, but you have to enjoy being around people. Because in coaching, you could be doing individual coaching, you can do individual one-on-one coaching, or you could do group coaching. There's different facets of coaching. You can do coaching over the phone, face-to-face, Skype, webinars, Google Hangouts. I mean, there's so many different ways that you could do coaching nowadays, and I think that's what's really taken the limit off coaching, because we have the internet, we have so many devices and technology that you can use. You can really be in one mobile place, and you can coach anybody around the world with the technology and the internet that we have today. The next thing that I would say for coaches is that you need to understand the business aspect of coaching. And that's what I really would like to share with you all today, understanding that if you are thinking about starting a professional coaching business, whatever category you fall into, realizing that it's a business. Like any entrepreneur starting their journey and becoming a business owner, you need to identify what needs to be in place in order to start that business. Now, professional image and understanding your business is key. So if you're thinking about being a professional coach, and let's say you want to go into health and wellness, you need to do as much research as possible so you can be well-knowledge in that space. You need to find out who your competitors are. What are the new things coming up out of health and wellness? What kind of techniques and what kind of strategies are they using nowadays? And either find a way that you can improve what's taking place right now in that space, or find an innovative an initiative that's so brand new that would just truly take it to another level in your coaching industry space. Now, as far as the business aspect of it, realizing that you have to set it up as a business. Just like any other business, whether you're opening a store or whether you, you're doing business online or whether you're running a company as a CEO or a CFO or a CHO or a COO, whatever all those other C and O's are, is that you have to have the business structure in place. Because unfortunately, in America, 80% of startup businesses fail within the first 18 months due to lack of infrastructure and, of course, finance and a number of other reasons why businesses do not are not successful within the first 18 months of being in business. And so that's why when you're thinking about going, you have to be as well informed as possible. So once again, knowing your competitors, know what's going on in that space or industry, and finding out what organizations you need to be a part of, what associations, what connections can you make. Finding people who have already successful in that space. finding them as mentors or even as coaches for you and your business, or even just someone you could connect with and ask questions, or even start up a strategic group or a mastermind with all new coaches. You don't have to be from the same coaching space, but, you know, all of you can come together and help each other brainstorm on how you should build your business. Now, just as any other business, you need to do the regulations that need to take place, such as registering in your state, whatever state you plan to practice or whatever state your company is based. You need to register through that state in order you can be considered a legitimized business and people can take you seriously. Then you need a tax ID so you can go to the IRS.gov website and register for a federal tax ID number. Then you need a website. And the website, you can spend $500,000 on a website, but it's not necessary. There's many ways that you can get an economical website, and don't let that be a challenge. Even if you can't get the website, get a Facebook page or get an about.me page or get a brandyourself.com page. There's so many different other platforms out there that the one pager at least can get you started in the journey of your business. Because a lot of people, they wait until everything is picture perfect, till their website is completely done, till their branding and logo and all these different things are done. And that's not necessary because there's somebody who's waiting for you in order to help coach them through whatever period of their life or area of their life they need to go through. Now, you may be thinking, there's so many different coaches out there. Why would somebody want to use my services? And what I would say to that is, you are the only you. You are unique. There may be a lot of imitators and a lot of duplications of you, but you are the only perfect you, the only true you that can provide something that this world is still missing on. So there could be billions of people sitting in a room and they're all calling themselves coaches, but you have to find out what makes you unique, what makes you stand out and make you different from all the others. Whether it's your background, whether it's where you come from, whether it's your education, your knowledge, your insight, whatever it is, capitalize on that uniqueness and use that to your advantage as your competitive advantage, which is what makes you stand out from the rest. Now, as well as other things that need to be taking place in the business, is that not only do you need a website, not only do you need to be registered by your state, not only do you need a tax ID, but you also need a business structure. And the business structure is, how are you going to conduct business? I'm not an attorney. I'm not a tax preparer. I'm just only providing you information and resources that I personally had to go through in my business. And I'm sharing it with you so you don't have to reinvent the wheel, that I can give you those information and services, provide you the information for those type of services so you can know what needs to take place in order to be considered a professional coach and in order to have a legitimate business. Now, some of the other things that you need is, you need a business card. A business card, it could be as graphic as you want it to be, but you want it to personalize it. You want it to stand out. Because when you go to networking events, are you get in contact with potential clients, you want your card to stand out, whether it's bigger than a regular business card or whether it's some kind of color or your picture or something on there that makes your card stand out of a zillion of cards that people get every day on a daily basis. Another thing that you need in order to take care of your business, to make sure your business is professional, is that you need to understand what is it you're doing and what is it you're giving to your clients. So building a business plan, having a business plan in place, and it could be a simple business plan or it could be a business plan of 100 pages. When I first started my business, before I went to my first coach, my first business coach who specified in speakers, I wanted to show her how serious I was about this because I had done a lot of research and I really respected her. She's very successful. She's a great coach. And I wanted to show her that I'm serious and that I want her to help me to be just like she was or to go even farther. So I took 3 weeks and I put together over 110 pages of in my business portfolio to show her that I did my research, that I'm serious, and that I'm willing to take the next step. And I wanted her to help me to do that. And so business plans could be as simple as even a one pager if you're just starting off and you don't want to be overwhelmed and you don't want to waste time. But the things that need to be in that business plan are, what is your mission statement? What is your vision statement? What is your purpose? Who are your target audience? How are you going to identify your target audience? What are their demographics? What is your marketing plan? What is your financial plan? How are you going to structure your business? If you're going to employ people, or you know, are you going to barter your services? Are you going to partner with people? Are you going to get people to volunteer? Are you going to get contract employees? Are you going to pay people to be part-time or full-time or temporary within your business? I mean, it's a lot of things that need to be on this business plan. And the reason why this is valuable is because in the Bible it says, write it down and make it plain. And so in order to write it down, that articulates, not only do you need to articulate your business, but writing it out puts a plan in place to help you to be structured, to help you have a strategic plan. And also, if you're thinking about getting a loan or finding people to invest in you or partner with you, that business plan will come in handy in order to help them understand what you're looking to get into and what it is you're all about and where your projections are for the next year, 3 years, 5 years. So there's a lot of things that need to be in place, but you can keep it as simple as possible as you're first starting off so you don't feel overwhelmed and feel like you can't get started because you don't have this 100-page business plan or this 60-page business plan. So simple is key in the beginning, but of course, as you go, as time passes on, you need to be as detailed as possible so you can also remember what strategies you need to take in place in order to reach your goals. Whatever goals you have set or whatever information you have placed in your business plan in order to make sure that you do what you came into the business for, but as well you reap the revenue and the monetary side of being in business. The next thing that needs to be in business is, besides the website, are you on social media? And social media is vital. Social media is like your online resume. Just like if you were going for a job, if you don't have a resume, they may not even interview you, but they won't take you seriously as well. So if you're really thinking about getting into business nowadays, social media is your online resume. It is a must. I meet people who say they don't do social media for whatever reason, old, young, all kind of in between of where they're coming from as far as demographics. And the thing that I tell them is, do you really want to be seen as a business person? Do you really want clients? And do you really want to be successful in your business? If you answered yes to all those questions, or if you just answered yes to one of those questions, then you need to be on social media. Now, some of the social media platforms are great in order to get you started on the journey. And, you know, you can. It's not necessary to be on all of them. You just need to find out who your target audience is, what's your demographic, and find social media that correlates with the type of people you're looking for your clientele. There's LinkedIn, so if you're thinking about getting coaching executives, then LinkedIn would probably be your best bet. It may not be your only one, but that may be top priority for you. If you're looking to only coach women, then Pinterest may be one of those for you as a platform in order to get into Pinterest because 80% of Pinterest users are women. If you're thinking about working with teens or young adults, Twitter and Instagram are platforms that that particular audience generally is on. And Facebook is kind of an overview because there's billions of people on Facebook. So Facebook is pretty much a must for everyone, no matter who your demographics are, who you're wanting to do business with. Now, as far as for the web, for also other social media platforms that can be seen as your website, if you don't have a website or if you just want to add more content or more opportunities or outlets for people to get to know who you are, aboutme.com is one social media platform. Brandyourself.com, which I'm excited to say that shortly, soon and very soon, we may be doing a collaboration with Brandyourself.com, so watch out for that. But that's also another great platform to do social media, to do online, to manage your online reputation, as well as it can be used as your website until you really get an actual website up and running. So those are just the key things that are, I think, essential and basic in order for you to be considered a real business. Now, what I would also say now, if you're really serious about getting into business and you really want to start your coaching business, then I have another resource for you that I think will do just that in summarizing and comprehensively giving you what you need in order to get your business started. And May 15, 2015, actually a week from today, exactly a week from today, I released my pre-order for my second book, my second e-manual, my e-book. It is called The Ultimate Life Coach's Manual, The How to Presenting a Professional Life Coaching Business. In October 2014 of last year, I released my first e-manual, my first e-book. It's titled The Ultimate Speaker's Manual, The How-To in Presenting a Professional Speaking Business. So if you are really serious about getting on this journey, this manual, the Life Coaches Business, the Ultimate Life Coaches Manual that was released last week, it is 100 pages, over 100 pages, full of everything you need to get this business started. I have broke it down as simple as possible because I told you before I started my speaking career that eventually became authorship and coaching, I spent 3 solid weeks. I was in FedEx every day having them help me to print out things and put this, bind all these documents together. I meant they were so tired of me, but luckily I have a great relationship with them. So they still see me from time to time. But as I was putting this together, it was nerve-wracking. I was so tired. I was always in front of my computer, typing away, building my templates, my forms, my contracts, everything that I needed for my business. And a lot of my colleagues were like, I don't have time for that. I don't like being in front of the computer. I just want it as simple as possible. And that's how my manual came to be, is that I enjoy doing those type of things. And that's something, a skill that I knew I had, but I didn't realize how much I enjoy it. I'm not an attorney, but I had all of these documents reviewed by an attorney. I had templates, forms, contracts. So let's get started. If you first just started your business and you're wondering, okay, what kind of email do I send? That was kind of the questions that I got from members of my mastermind group, my strategic group, and some of my other colleagues that were looking to start their own coaching. It's like, I don't know what to say. How do I approach someone who's thinking about coaching, you know, looking for a coach, or how do I express myself in words? And so the first part of it is just templates. Templates, the email, a generic email, how do you send an email to a potential coaching client? So what do you say? How do you introduce yourself? Then we give you a sample of an actual email that would be included in the manual of what you should say in the email when you're initial contact with a potential coaching client, because I truly believe, and we all know it, first impression is everything. And that's why I'm so focused on staying professional image and professional coaching business, because anyone can have a coaching business, but is it professional? Do you have all those things in place in order to be seen as a professional, in order for people to take you seriously? Because if people are giving you thousands of dollars in order to coach them, everything about you has to represent that. Everything has to be professional. You have to be structured. And the more structured you are, the more professional you are, then you're able to go to those executive leadership coaches or these high-end coaching programs and have people pay tens of thousands of dollars or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to use your services. As well as what's included in this manual is the form. The form such as an invoice. And all these, all you have to do is cut and paste your company business information and logo. That's how easy it is. It's not even a 1, 2, 3 step. It's a 1, 2, A to Z process. So if you need if you need an invoice for your company, if you need a form such as releasing information, confidentiality, all these other different things that would be needed in your packet or in your business, all these forms have been generated for you. And once again, it is a 1-2 step. Cut and paste. Your company's logo, your company's information, and off you go. You send it off to your clients or the individuals you'll be working with. Then I also have a professional coaching business contract that you will use with potential clients in order to make sure, because one thing is that you want to have everything written out. In your contract, it should be explain the process. Just like any other business or any other company you would do business with or any other contract you would sign, you need to have something in place that will legally represent you as well as your client. So some of the things you need to have is how long is the contract or what things will be coaching them on or how they're going to pay you or what kind of services are you providing or when you would ever have to disclose their information, if they're going to harm themselves or anything that would need to be reported to any authority. So this manual, like I said, is over 100 pages, and you can find this manual on my website. If you go to FayolaDelica.com, and click on the About tab, and you go all the way down, you will find this manual, and it's for $59.99. Now, that value is priceless. because, as I stated before, attorneys have reviewed these documents for the forms and the contracts, and the attorney fees are over $3,000. So over $3,000 or $59.99. You tell me which one will work best for you. This has been a journey, and I've enjoyed being a life coach. I've enjoyed being a business coach. As we're taking our business to another level, we're doing Tri-County events starting in October 2015. We're looking for opportunities to partner with other people to let people know about the services and resources that such of our clients would need, whether they're startup companies or they're speakers. So it is just a great experience. And I want to help you along this journey if you're looking to build your professional coaching business. Well, that is all that I have for you today in sharing what it needs to be done in order to get your coaching business started. I truly believe you have it in you. 2015 is a year for great expectations, and you should not wait any longer to get your business started, because the longer you take to get started, the longer it takes for someone else to find their passion and purpose, because they're connected to you. So if you want to go ahead and get that started, I say today, go ahead and pre-order that Ultimate Life Coaches Manual, The House in Presenting a Professional Speaking Business. It's only $59.99, and you can find it on my website at FayolaDelica.com. You click on the About tab, and you go all the way down, and you will find it. It's the blue cover book. My name is Fayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure, every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern time in the wonderful United States of America. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. But most of all, to our veterans that have fallen, we thank you for shedding your blood for our country, because your courage and your bravery has allowed us to live in the greatest country of this world. And I am humbly grateful to be a part of America, a child of the United States of America. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.